Good afternoon. At 12 noon, Rusty, we've got 58 degrees, but the warm spot in the county is away from the lake. Glen Beulah at 77 right now. Elkhart Lake at 70 degrees.
But we all should see sunny skies for the rest of the Thursday, and at least here in the Sheboygan area, upper 60s for a high.
Governor Scott Walker's campaign trying to distance itself today from the controversy over reported settlement talks to end the John Doe probe into the state's recall elections. A statement from his campaign said that neither Walker nor his campaign committee are parties to the federal lawsuit filed by another John Doe target, the Wisconsin Club for Growth. Therefore, the Walker camp said it has no legal standing to reach a settlement in that suit. Well, yesterday, Wall Street Journal first reported Walker was in settlement talks with Special Prosecutor Francis Schmitz to end the Doe probe, thus wiping a thorny issue off the books in his re-election race with Mary Burke.
Both suspects in last week's Milwaukee's playground shooting are now in custody. A second suspect was arrested yesterday at a state probation office in Milwaukee. The 28-year-old man will be formally charged today. 18-year-old Sylvester Lewis was arrested earlier in the week. Authorities said he had been involved in a dispute with another group when shots were fired, even though Lewis knew there were children nearby. That's when 10-year-old Sierra Guyton was hit while playing with her sister on a nearby playground. She suffered leg and head wounds and at last report was hospitalized in critical condition.
Governor Scott Walker says it is hogwash that state Republicans are more concerned about discouraging voting than about stopping gun violence in Milwaukee. Walker's Democratic opponent Mary Burke made the allegation on Tuesday when she commented on that playground shooting we were just talking about. Now, after speaking at a factory yesterday, the Republican Walker defended his record on crime. He said Milwaukee's police union continues to support him because the state has helped give officers the resources they need. Walker also pointed to a 2011 law that repealed early releases of prisoners, plus an expansion of Milwaukee's shot spotter system that detects live gunfire within a certain distance.
Well, a good news story from our area. Sheboygan South High School Junior has put together an event for Saturday to bring attention to suicide and how to prevent it. Rainey Kovacs has been working on the Take the Stand rally following the suicide of one of her friends over a year ago.
I'm hoping that people walk away realizing that they can make a difference and that there are ways to help people know that it's not the end, that there are better ways to handle their problems and that there's hope and that it can all turn around.
With the help of her mother and friends, the event will be held at Fountain Park in Sheboygan from 4 to 9. It will include live music, food, a candlelit walk, and guest speakers from county officials and support groups. Kovacs is also hoping to use this event as a springboard for a movie she wants to make focused on suicide prevention.
President Obama hosting a conference on sports, concussions, and kids. Opening a White House summit today, the president said millions of kids enjoy playing sports. He noted concussions can occur in many sports, and not just the sport of football.
Young people made nearly 250,000 emergency room visits with brain injuries from sports and recreation. 250,000.
He said much is still not known about concussions and the long-term effects on the brain.
Well, we're still waiting for the person who bought the latest Badger 5 winning ticket in Sheboygan to come forward. The ticket was purchased at the Piggly Wiggly on North 15th Street for this past Monday's drawing. That ticket matched all five numbers, those being 3, 8, 9, 17, and 19, and won the $199,000 cash jackpot. Now, that person does have 180 days, putting it roughly until late November to claim that prize. Now, according to the Wisconsin Lottery, this jackpot was the biggest one won by one ticket since last May, and Sheboygan has had two other Badger 5 jackpot-winning tickets sold within the past year, including one for $155,000.
Nice to see the money coming here for a change. Deer hunters will only be able to shoot bucks this fall in much of northern Wisconsin. State Natural Resources Board voted yesterday to make antlerless deer off-limits to hunters in 19 counties and 4 Indian reservations. DNR staffer said the ban is needed so the deer populations can recover in the north after a pair of pretty harsh winters.
A 54-year-old Fond du Lac man is facing charges after trying to attack another parent with a knife while the two were picking up their children at Evans Elementary School yesterday afternoon. Assistant Police Chief Steve Klein says the incident happened at 3:06 p.m. when the two got into an argument about reckless driving.
Appears confrontation stemmed over reckless driving. issue with one of the adults, and apparently when the other adult confronted that individual pulled a knife on the other driver.
The suspect lunged at the other man but didn't injure him. Klein says the man would not drop the knife, and police officers had to use a taser on him, and he was arrested.
Well, a Milwaukee Brewer player turning heads with his acts of kindness, thanking fans for their support. We get the story from Eric Griller.
Carlos Gomez is known for wearing his emotions on his sleeve, but it's those same emotions that bring him closer to fans. Just last week, he visited a fan in Atlanta who had been hit by a foul ball. He also made a young fan's night at Miller Park when he walked over just to give her a hug.
He wasn't even walking my way yet, and I just started crying.
But 15-year-old Jordan Hynum's relationship with Gomez didn't stop there. He gave her front row seats to Tuesday's game.
That was cool enough as it is. I mean, that would have been good for the night.
But it wasn't good for the night for Gomez. He followed it up by inviting her to throw out the first pitch, something Hynum says she will never forget. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Griller.
Forecast, Rusty.
Dry weather through Saturday. Highs cooler by the lake. Warmer inland. Upper 60s today, 70s tomorrow.
59 degrees right now, 77 in Glen Beulah. WHBL News Time at 12:06.